This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We are, it seems, going to have to wait a little while longer to hear about how Donald Trump plans to handle those personal conflicts of interest I mentioned. The long-awaited announcement originally scheduled for Thursday about those conflicts and how he was going to deal with them has been unscheduled January now, apparently, according to his transition team. Last night, though, in a couple of tweets, Trump laid out his plans to hand business management over to his adult sons and an executive team. He also said no new deals are going to be done, that's a quote, during his presidency. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York now on what the definition of no new deals might be.
In just three words, no new deals, Trump manages to enable supporters to say he's taking action, but still be ambiguous enough not to resolve serious questions from bipartisan critics. Larry Noble is general counsel of Campaign Legal Center and a longtime government ethics attorney.
The conflict problem arises because of the deals he has right now across the globe.
Deals that are fantastically complex and frequently mysterious, including real estate, loans, and licensing agreements to put the Trump name on everything from clothes to skyscrapers in India, Turkey, and the Philippines. Those aren't new deals, and the whole thing falls flat with Richard Painter, formerly the chief ethics lawyer for President George W. Bush. He and his Obama administration counterpart Norman Eisen have a proposal that's getting a lot of attention.
Sell the assets that create the conflicts of interest. That is the deal we need to see. We need to see more deals, deals to sell these businesses in the next few months so he can be an effective president.
That's further than Seth Barrett Tillman feels Trump needs to go. The lecturer at Maynooth University's Department of Law in Ireland favors an independent blind trust over selling. And he says some critics are rushing to judgment, given the complexity of Trump's holdings.
There's plenty of time to solve this problem. He's going to rely on his lawyers and senior staff for advice. He's going to ask them to set up, if not a blind trust, something that will be significant to reduce the conflicts, and then he'll pick.
We'll see what he chooses in the coming days, but so far, Trump's latest promise of no new deals is not sealing the bargain with his critics. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.